Donald Trump Jr., needing to have conversations with my five children about leftists trying to kill their grandfather is getting really old. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 16, 2024. Donald Trump Jr. took to social media on Monday to say that the need to have conversations with my five young children about radical leftists trying to kill their grandfather is starting to get really old. You know what's getting really old? Having to have conversations with my five young children about radical leftists trying to kill their grandfather, Trump Jr. said in a Monday Morning X post. No person should ever have to do this in America or anywhere else, and yet I had to have that conversation five times again yesterday, Trump Jr. added in his post. As Breitbart News reported, former President Donald Trump survived another assassination attempt Sunday, making it the second attempt on his life that he has survived within the span of 2 months. On Sunday afternoon, Trump's campaign announced the Republican nominee was safe following gunshots in his vicinity. Suspect Ryan Wesley Routh reportedly positioned himself in the bushes near Trump International Golf Course, where he appeared to be lying in wait for Trump, who was golfing, to come into his view. Secret Service agents, who apparently travel a hole or two ahead of Trump when he's golfing to secure the area, encountered Routh before he was able to fire rounds at the 45th president. A U.S. Secret Service agent then engaged the suspect, who had a rifle with a scope, backpacks, and a GoPro, presumably to film what he allegedly planned to do, according to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. The Secret Service agent apparently shot at Routh, who then fled the scene in a black Nissan. A witness saw the suspect fleeing and took photos of the vehicle and its tag, the sheriff's office added. From there, law enforcement were able to encounter the man and take him into custody. The FBI now says it is investigating an apparent second assassination attempt against Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., meanwhile, announced that the state of Florida will conduct its own investigation into what happened separate from the federal investigation. It is worth noting that just 5 days before the second assassination attempt against Trump, Vice President Kamala Harris told millions of Americans on live television during Tuesday's presidential debate that Trump wants to be a dictator on day one and has enacted the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War, rhetoric that undoubtedly could rile up deranged viewers. Notably, Routh issued an X post to President Joe Biden earlier this year, writing, "Democracy is on the ballot and we cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way." Harris, meanwhile, has posted to social media the exact same phraseology as the alleged Trump assassin. Questions still need to be answered as to how Routh, as well as fellow assassin Thomas Crooks, were able to get as far along as they did in their alleged assassination attempts. How the two wannabe assassins found weaknesses in security plans and got so close to Trump in the span of just 2 months still needs to be understood. As Breitbart News reported, Trump narrowly survived the July 13 assassination attempt and was shot in the ear after Crooks opened fire on him while he was delivering his remarks during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. That first assassination attempt resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comprator. Two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kapenhiver, were severely injured. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.